This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, welcome to the program. You're, as always, invited to join us here and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And nobody.
And Chris.
And, of course, you can, again, bring up whatever you want. We also have our Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into any one of those, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. So, Chris, you and I just got back from our local cryptocurrency meetup that we have here in Keene, New Hampshire, or in and around Keene. Sometimes we go a little, we take a little journey to a nearby town.
Yeah, there's a couple places outside of Keene that have crypto in nearby villages, crypto. Mostly.
But most of the time we're in Keene, and there's a little Indian food place here that takes cryptocurrencies, so we went there today and had a nice meetup. The reason I'm bringing that up is because last night on the air, we kind of tuned in here and there to the city council meeting as they were preparing to vote and yammered for, you know, an hour and a half or however long it was that they talked about voting on a mandatory mask law, or I guess ordinance would be is what it's called here, that has it did pass last night. So, you know, I wanted to hear, what are these councilors saying? What are their, you know, reasons for voting for this, that sort of thing? And of course, it's, you know, total obedience, total fear. They voted 12-2 in the Keene City House Council. There are 15 councilors, so one person was missing. I'd have to look it up for you. I don't know. To our audience, it doesn't matter anyway. It's just the point.
Yeah,
is
it just passed me.
Yeah, the point is it did pass. And, you know, no one is surprised. I mean, it was pretty much an expected thing that
Keene is terrible.
Hard left, yeah, authoritarian town.
When it comes to stuff like this, they'll pass, and it's funny, even when the people are against it, you know, like the majority in Keene are against it, they'll still pass stuff that's authoritarian.
Well, they want new laws so badly they break the law to pass them.
They sure do.
Because this law is not enforceable. The smoking ban.
Enforceable.
There's a smoking age, probably not enforceable.
Well,
enforceable means you're going to win in court.
Didn't they raise the smoking age statewide?
Yeah, they did. So they kind of defeated the whole
But
local
it was
ordinance.
Illegal when they did pass it. You're right. Yeah. They passed the thing here in Keene. Because for listeners that aren't familiar, in New Hampshire, it's not what they call home rule state. So cities and towns in New Hampshire aren't allowed to just pass anything they want. They can only pass ordinances that are within a very specific set of circumstances or statutes that authorize them to pass. But they still do it anyway. It's what they did with the old synthetic drug ban 5 or 6 years ago. They passed that illegally.
And the problem is, that, you know, once they pass something, you know, the cops will come out and they'll ticket you for, you know, whatever it is. And then it's up
and then
to you,
gotta fight you it
to fight
court.
It in court. Even if you win, most people don't fight it. Therefore,
well, that's why you got to have people in town who have the stones to do that.
And we are here.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
there aren't enough of us.
There's certainly people here that do, but yeah, it's one of these things where, you know, there's only so much you can fight. I mean, sometimes you're not even a violator of the particular ordinance in question. You know, it's like, if I don't smoke, am I supposed to start smoking? And I'm not underage. I'm not under 21. How do I violate that? How do we you know, take that up to a court when you know, there's nobody.
We had a guy named Graham here for a while. He's still around. He's local. And I actually ran into him again a couple days ago. But he was misguidedly in support of the idea of banning some of these spice products.
This was a while back, right?
Years back. When they first came out. And I was just like, Graham, don't make me go smoke that crap on the square. That stuff is bad for you. Have a heart.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, you can be against, you know, government tyranny, government controlling people, while at the same time thinking that what they're trying to stop is not good and it's not something you would do or advocate for, but that doesn't justify the violence that they're using to achieve their objectives.
Right. Now, what they're going to be able to do here is put pressure on the business owners. So they've written this as smart as they could possibly write it. They are not going to be writing tickets to the individuals who are not wearing masks in the businesses. The new rules say that you have to wear a mask unless you've got a medical exemption, basically. So there's one way out for some people who want to use that. But if the business owner, if you walk into a business without a mask on and they say, sir, you're going to need to put a mask on, city council has said, blah, 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 and then you say, I've got a medical exemption, then everything's supposed to be okay. They can't get ticketed for that. But if you just walk in and you're like, no thanks, and you, you know, walk in anyway, and somebody calls the police, maybe another customer, for instance, and the police come in there, and you didn't say it was a medical exemption, then they will write a ticket, supposedly, to the business owner.
You know,
doesn't sound legal, does it?
I have to wonder.
Yeah.
It doesn't, but I have to wonder how many times police are going to get called where somebody said they had a medical exemption to the business owner. Whoever called didn't hear that or wasn't aware that that was an exemption.
Right.
And police are just going to be, you know, effectively, your tax dollars at work, you know, wasting, you know, resources.
Showing up,
you know,
finding out what's going on.
Right.
And the other thing is it's a HIPAA violation because they're not supposed to be asking.
I don't know if it's a HIPAA violation because usually that
it's a violation if you ask them what the medical exemption is.
I'm not even sure it would apply because generally speaking, the HIPAA has to do with companies and operations that deal with medical data and stuff of that
nature. Well, it's people in possession of your medical information, and as soon as you tell people you've got a medical issue, they're in possession of your medical information.
I suspect it's probably a fairly weak case or weak
argument. Well, it's the same reason they can't ask you what your issue is if you have a, let's say you've got a service animal and you're trying to get on an airplane and you say, I've got my service animal, they're not allowed to ask you, well, what do you have the service animal for? What's your condition? They can't ask that.
Yeah, I'm not sure
whether it's illegal or not. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure that HIPAA though. There's
maybe it's ADA. I don't know. Well, whatever the federal rule is,
right.
It's also just bad policy, right? Like you don't want to ask your customer
absolutely
tell
not
you about their problems,
in front
of other customers or at all.
I just have a little bit of an issue with people saying stuff that they don't understand what it is that they're saying and they're wrong, and it just makes it makes people look stupid, and it's like.
Well, that's
like you have a good argument, maybe, but you're citing the wrong law.
It doesn't matter, because here the less you say, the better. You don't have to cite a law. You just don't answer. If they ask you what your problem is, you don't answer that question.
Well, I mean, I doubt anybody's going to ask.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be asking.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
if they do,
in this
you
order,
shouldn't answer.
Well, and I would say the thing to do
otherwise
is if we're going to waste police time, then waste as much police time as you possibly can.
Keep calling them.
Wait for them to come out. And then when the police get there, say, well, I'll tell you that I have a medical issue. I decided not to tell them.
I have to also wonder, it's like, you know, by the time
if
the police bother to come out, which I suspect they probably won't.
Not after a while.
Right. Mm. But, you know, even if they do come out, is the person who was there, who supposedly wasn't, said whether or not they had, or, you know, violator, right? Is the violator even going to still be there is another question, right? You go into a place, you order food, and you leave right away. There's probably a good percentage of cases where if the police even showed up, they wouldn't even have, they wouldn't know who it was, they wouldn't have the evidence, they wouldn't have any of the things that are needed in order to, you know, ticket somebody, really.
So that's what's happening right now. So this is day number one. This went into effect last night. It was passed last night, went into effect immediately. So this is day number one on the mandatory masks. Not a single person at our crypto meetup was wearing a mask at any point. I don't believe the staff was either.
There was no staff. Indian Courier doesn't usually have masks on when I go in. There are people.
I mean, I don't want to throw them under the bus, right? And I hope we didn't just do that.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that. But yeah, there are people who come in with masks, you know, pretty regularly. So
Every other customer was masked up.
Yeah,
while we were there.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's not uncommon for that place. It's a liberal group of people that tends to go there, right? So like people who more tend to be, I would say, it just based on the look of the people that eat at the curry restaurant, I'd say most of them are lefty.
You know, it is interesting though because they're never wearing masks. You know, the people who
work
there. So it kind of begs the question of, you know, people coming in wearing masks. It's like if they're actually concerned, they probably wouldn't eat there.
That's a great point. Yeah. And I think that they probably are cautious enough or understanding enough to where they don't want to hurt their business. I think that they realize that the Indian place doesn't get a lot of business, right?
Yeah.
It's never packed. It's never very busy.
Yep.
So maybe these people are compassionate enough folks to where they're just like, they don't want to cause Muhammad a problem, the owner, because they don't want to lose their curry Indian, right? It's the only Indian place left in town. The other one's shut down. So, I mean, if they call the cops, then it's gonna lose them their Indian food.
Yeah, yeah.
855 450 free like freedom. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
News from Bitcoin.com. Twitter hacked. Bitcoin blamed. NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace will soon have a Bitcoin logo on his car. Banks will make $18 billion in fees on COVID-19 relief funds. Bitcoin Cash still lets you control your own money. PayPal confirms it's developing cryptocurrency capabilities while still shutting down accounts of crypto users. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to their channel on YouTube. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Well, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord. Call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, which, by the way, just celebrated its third anniversary earlier this month. It was August 1st that Bitcoin Cash separated from original Bitcoin. It was the very first time that Bitcoin had its first schism, and it was successful.
I have to say, I wasn't really so too sure about Bitcoin Cash originally, and it kind of grew on me over time with BitPay, BitPay accepting it and then supporting it, and then AnyPay. And so everybody who takes Bitcoin basically is taking Bitcoin Cash now. So it's like it's one of the most useful cryptocurrencies out there.
It's not as common on the dark web.
It's not a privacy coin. It's not a privacy coin.
Bitcoin.
That's true, but Bitcoin was there first.
Yeah.
I mean, by the time Bitcoin Cash hit the scene, Monero was already out, and Monero is a great privacy coin.
Yeah,
Monero, most websites now support.
Yeah, Monero definitely wins as far as the...
Yeah, I mean, you're going backwards if you go from Monero to Bitcoin Cash for privacy.
Dark web.
Yeah.
Well, you're going backwards for privacy, but that's
what I mean,
almost never my biggest concern.
Sure, but if you're talking about privacy, you're going backwards, and that's the most important factor, and that's what you're looking for. So check out Bitcoin.com, though, because Bitcoin Cash is well-positioned as a digital form of cash. It works great. I paid with Bitcoin Cash tonight at our crypto meetup, and it went fine. So check it out at Bitcoin.com. So the toll-free number, if you want to join us here, it's 855-450-FREE. We just kind of opened up talking about day number one here with the mandatory masks now in Keene, New Hampshire. I was supposed to talk with an attorney today about suing the city of Keene. I just was so busy I didn't get a chance to give him a call, but it was his intention to call me, or I was supposed to call him or something like that. So he's interested. It's the same guy who actually sued the city of Nashua over their mask ordinance down there.
Now they lost, right?
I'm not sure what the status on that trial is. I don't know if that was like an initial motion that they lost or if it was the full-on trial.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know.
A good question.
I should ask him that.
So I think the judge ruled against them finally. And so it did go into effect, but I don't know if that was just like an initial ruling or
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll ask him about it.
It is a good question though.
When I talk to him. So that's another possibility, is to actually sue the city, because again, they're not able to write tickets under this particular ordinance mandating masks. They're not able to write tickets to the individual who doesn't have a mask on. They will only write tickets to the business that is allowing people without masks or their employees to not have masks or whatever, right? Mm. Like, if you don't have masks in the business, then they can write tickets as long as people don't have medical exemptions, supposedly. And so that means that it would seem like the only people who would have standing to sue would be business owners.
Right. I would agree with you on that.
Jackass.
On my assessment of it.
I mean, why not just, if you want to go to a place where people wear masks, there's plenty of them. So why not just go to those places?
Well, they don't want
and let
choose.
Other people go other places.
But they don't want choice. They say this is about public health. In fact, the one of the city councilors seriously used the terms, if it only saves one life.
Okay.
In his interview.
Good.
You know the craziness of this is, like, the numbers just don't, they just don't make sense. There was a, I forget what the phrase was, but there was a quote in the article, maybe in the actual language of the bill, but just the whole thing didn't make sense because, okay, so what people have to understand is, like, okay, maybe somewhere else that maybe there would be some rationale to this, but in Keene, New Hampshire, this is a very isolated area, a population of 23,000 people, and basically the number of infections here is really super low. I think it was
all your logic and numbers don't matter to these people. It's all about emotion. It's about the feeling that something bad could happen.
Right.
It's about want to push you around.
It's an irrational fear. And it's not to say that there aren't places.
And by the way, you're somebody who has worn a mask.
Absolutely. Right. So,
and it's irrational anywhere. I mean, look at the numbers. 100,000 dead, there's 320 million Americans. So that makes one out of every 3,200.
So New Hampshire is actually on decline. It's one of two states actually on the decline as far as infections go, which is humorous. And then Cheshire and Keene specifically is like one of the lowest in the state as far as infections. So this whole idea that they had to put in...
But here's what Randy Filio said.
Was ridiculous.
This is the guy whose idea it was.
Yeah.
So he saw one of the city councilors, who, by the way, if you ever saw the Colbert Report, on Keen, where they did the Free Keen Squad, Hood thing.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Filio is the city councilor that they interviewed as the sort of the representative of the council on that one. So if you've seen that before, this is the same guy.
Yeah.
That same guy says here, quote, "I'm very pleased that it passed. If we saved even one life, then it's a heck of an ordinance."
You didn't, you moron, do the math.
Oh, jeez.
But he said if, right? He doesn't.
But he didn't.
Yeah.
He absolutely didn't.
He wants to believe that it will, or that it could.
This is the same rationale and logic that leads to more people dying. It's absolutely insane. When you have, when you create a dangerous situation as a result of passing laws, you can have the opposite effect in which you're claiming to have the intent of. And this happens all the time. I don't know, you know, that it's going to end up with somebody dying, some cop decides to shoot somebody, you know, over the masks. But, you know, you increase the risk every time you pass.
Know, they don't have to because, you know, you only have so much time and attention to be careful about things. So if you're going to be careful about this, then guess what? You're going to run out of time and have to play something else fast and loose. And whatever it is, it's more likely to kill you than this fake plandemic.
If you want to join the show, you can. Your thoughts are welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Let's change gears. Actually, related story, but different place, different situation entirely. Sturgis is about to get started. You know what I'm talking about? Sturgis, South Dakota?
Yeah, bikers.
Big, big bike festival. Like, it might be the largest one in the United States.
Interesting.
It is.
Yeah, it's humongous. Sure. And... you know, bikers, like, a lot of those guys don't like to be told what to do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? A lot of those guys are on the road because they like independence. They like being free. They like the feeling, the wind through their hair. They like to be in a place like New Hampshire where there's no helmet law. I don't know if that's the case in South Dakota. It wouldn't surprise me if they also had a no helmet, but I don't know.
Well, if there's a couple thousand of you, you can probably get away with it.
I bet you can. Not just a couple thousand, but in this case.
Get that cop like a redhead stepchild.
250,000 people are expected in Sturgis. Now, unless they just don't come out because of COVID, which we'll see.
They're not known for their cowardice.
No, exactly.
You know what will happen is they just won't enforce it because,
That's right.
It's just.
Well, I don't even know. I don't think they have a mandatory thing in Sturgis. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
But the point is.
If they did, I bet you they just wouldn't enforce it. Or if you're going to enforce it, it's going to be sporadic. You know, most people will, you know, be fine.
Yeah, they're not going to do it. They don't have anything to enforce, and nor I agree with you. If they did, they would back off because there's too many people. They backed away from the 420s here in Keene when there were over 100 people there.
Yep.
So if you can get 1,000 people, I mean, you can almost do anything that you want for the most part. Now, we're going to tell you a little bit more about Sturgis and what's happening there, what the government guys are doing. But regardless, this is going to freak a lot of people out because there's going to be 250,000 people together in the same place. None of them are going to be social distancing, I guarantee you.
That's twice as many who has died.
Yeah. So 855-450 free like freedom. It's free time.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As negotiations continue on Capitol Hill between Democrats and Republicans, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says now is the time to go big.
everybody who talks to us from the economic world and all the rest are saying, pay now or pay later. This is, you're going to pay more later. You're going to pay more later. You absolutely must have to think in a big way.
Republican Senator from Utah, Mitt Romney, is optimistic, though, a deal can be reached.
I believe there will be a deal, yes, but I don't know that I could characterize the probability of it being successful.
The White House is recommending President Trump sign an executive order regarding a coronavirus aid bill. The total number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the United States is just under 5 million, and the total number of people dying from coronavirus just over 160,000. And you're listening to USA Radio News. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says all school districts in New York State can reopen for in-person learning. Cuomo says the infection rate in New York is the best in the country, and if anybody can open up, we can. But he also adds it's up to the teachers and school districts.
Because if the teachers say, I'm not coming back, or the parents say, I'm not sending my child, then whatever the school district says is irrelevant.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is calling for an immediate nationwide stay-at-home order to contain the spread of coronavirus. Biden telling CNN if he were president,
if I were president today, I would roll back the reopenings in a number of places. Bars should not be open. There should not be congregations of more than 10 people.
President Trump urging Americans to social distance, but leaving it to governors and local officials to decide whether to shut down what they consider non-essential businesses. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.freetalklive.com or discord.lrn.fm, either one. We'll get you to the same place. Now, I want to make sure you know about Divvy. It is a newer, easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live. From March, mid-March to mid-July of this year, Divvy went up in value over 10 times. Now, of course, Divvy could continue to go up, could go down again, you never know, but their goal, obviously, is to increase its value, and their jump, the price went up in correlation with their beta wallet that they released at around that time. So maybe that's the reason why.
And you're saying it increased by tenfold, not it increased on 10 occasions?
No, yeah, tenfold. from what it was in mid-March to what it was in mid-July. And it's still up quite a bit. So check it out. Go to DivvyProject.org. You can learn more about it. So far, we're pretty happy with our decision to hook up with Divvy a year ago. You can go to DivvyProject.org. Begin earning Divvy by starting a masternode or staking Divvy. They even have a lottery for those who stake the coin as well. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org as we continue talking about what's going to happen in Sturgis, South Dakota. There's a major biker festival that goes on there. And this story, by the way, from the Houston Chronicle at cron.com. Health officials are still warning against even small gatherings, and states with relatively low spread are ordering visitors from hotspots to self-quarantine. But come Friday, and that's today, about 250,000 people from across the country. By the way, this was published yesterday. So, are expected to start descending on a roughly 7,000-person community in South Dakota for one of the biggest motorcycle rallies in the world. A 10-day extravaganza so deeply rooted that Sturgis even calls itself the City of Riders. So it's the tagline of the of this little town. The mayor of Sturgis says there's not much to do but encourage personal responsibility. They're going to set up sanitation stations and give out masks, though face coverings will not be required. Mayor Mark Carstensen said Thursday on CNN, quote, "We cannot stop people from coming." Well, I suppose you could try.
You know what encourages personal responsibility? If you leave people alone, and when they make mistakes, they pay their own consequence.
They learn from the mistakes. Exactly. Worried residents, however, say officials should have canceled the Sturgis motorcycle rally in a state where Republican Governor Kristi Noem requested, or rather resisted, stay-at-home orders and mask rules. Wow, kudos to South Dakota in that case.
Yeah, she actually dealt with this pretty well.
Now, last month, they welcomed another mass event, President Donald Trump's 4th of July weekend speech at the foot of Mount Rushmore. A city survey found that more than 60% of Sturgis residents wanted the event postponed, according to the Associated Press. Sturgis resident Linda Chaplin warned city councilors earlier this summer as debate raged, according to the AP, quote, "This is a huge, foolish mistake to host this rally this year. The government of Sturgis needs to care most for its citizens. My grandma is absolutely terrified because she has diabetes and is in her 80s and has lupus," another resident told CNN.
"She could be someplace else.
If she gets it, it's death sentence," she said. Yeah, I mean, here's a recommendation. Don't go to the bike rally. There you go. And
you think a couple of people might die in motorcycle accidents, too? I mean, that does happen.
That happens. I bet you.
That's part of life.
I bet you more people will, at the very least, be injured by motorcycle accidents during Sturgis than will come down with or die from.
What are the suicide numbers since they started the lockdown?
We've heard sort of anecdotal reports that the suicide reports and calls to suicide hotlines are up, but I haven't seen reports on that in several weeks, if not a couple months, so you may want to check into that one, Nobody, and see if there are any updates on the suicide numbers. But the spectacle in South Dakota's Black Hills is a hugely important one to the local economy. It brings in $1.3 million in city and state revenue, in tax revenue, last year, according to the Argus Leader. A mayor's letter overviewing Sturgis describes how the city, quote, "comes alive," unquote, with 500,000 visitors during a typical August rally, suddenly transformed into the largest community in the state with concerts and races. And they're saying 500,000 would be your typical attendance, so if 250,000 show up, that's half of the normal size of Sturgis. On June 15th, city council members voted 8-1 to forge ahead with the 80-year tradition, according to a local news outlet. So that's really interesting, too, because, you know, an event like this, with 250,000 people expected to show up, that's something you can't exactly cancel, even if you wanted to. Right? Like, what are they going to do? If the city council decides to vote instead of 8-1 to go forward, if they voted 1-8 and didn't want to go forward, are they going to block off the roads to the town? Well, I guess they could take a cue from New York City, because they are actually putting up checkpoints in New York City. But that's not going to go over real well with a lot of the people in South Dakota. I mean, they tend to have a more of an independent mindset in those states, right? Like Montana, South Dakota, Wyoming.
I can just imagine the traffic jam it's going to cause if they're going to block roads off like that. Well, when you have 250,000 people coming to your town.
What's the difference going to be? Already, it's got to be a huge traffic jam anyway. If you've got 250,000 people coming into a town of 7,000.
Without roads. Blocks.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I imagine they're staying in hotels towns and towns away, right? Like, there's no way there's enough hotels in Sturgis to handle 250,000 people. So,
I don't know.
There's probably a lot of camping that's going on. There's probably a lot of hotels going on, a lot of Airbnbs.
Probably got to be a combination of all of that.
All of that. yeah, exactly. So you're going to have a huge load of traffic coming in anyway. And so you're going to have to bring in all the state police. You're going to have to bring in, you know, every cop you possibly can from every surrounding town to deal with 250,000 bikes. bikers. This ain't your average crew of, you know, skinny Antifa protesters here. You're talking about some burly guys and gals, probably, that are riding Harleys and are, you know, not happy about your BS COVID rules. So the city council in a lot of places, if they could have, would have put a stop to it. So we just, for instance, right now, Mark Edge, our co-host, was supposed to be broadcasting from Dallas, Texas. But the Dallas mayor put the cancellation, just came down and told the venue it was a Young Americans for Liberty event that was supposed to happen this weekend. Canceled.
Oh, that was in Texas.
Dallas, Texas.
Ah, yeah, I thought that was in Washington, D.C.
There was going to be one in Washington, D.C. in March of this year.
Oh, okay.
But that was also canceled.
Different one.
That was canceled at the beginning of the COVID situation. Maybe it was early April. But anyway, it was early on.
Yeah, yeah.
It got canceled. And it was canceled like a week before it happened. This one was canceled like 4 days before it happened.
And that's just so annoying because they won't give you your money back. Hotel rooms and things like that.
Well, right. Yeah, sometimes you won't get your money back, but some of the tickets can be forwarded to, like, the next year if they're going to happen next year.
I mean, but usually the biggest cost of a lot of these events is the hotel rooms.
Well, right.
Not the,
and what about canceling your airline?
Things like that. Yeah.
What about, how do you do that?
Like, you probably can't if you
order
on the internet.
I got a ticket from American Airlines.
Outrageous amounts.
I paid for a ticket to go to the Mariana Islands, and I was supposed to go in mid February, like right when the whole China thing started to happen. And Hong Kong Airport, which I was going to fly through, got flights canceled. So my flight was canceled.
Yep.
I wouldn't have been able to go even if I wanted to at that time. I contacted the company that brokered the deal online, and they said, all right, well, we'll put in for your refund. It's been 6 months.
Yeah, I
haven't gotten a refund.
I had a similar situation with a hotel in Boston where I couldn't get the money back. And it was
from a convention that was canceled.
Yeah, and it was basically, it would have been the last conference that I would have been able to attend. And it was funny because I was coming from another conference on the West Coast to the East Coast, drive across country, and you know, we had a week to go and it was canceled basically, but I couldn't back out of the hotel room. So
you just had to pay for it.
Yeah, yep. I just did it. I tried. They reached out to the manager and everything for me, the intermediary, but that was no deal.
There's a hotel in New York City that we stay at during the Talkers conventions that has been canceled. It first was postponed to October. It was normally going to be in June. They postponed it to October, and now they canceled it. And luckily, that hotel they're nice enough to forward the credit to next year. So we can't get the money back, but they'll forward a credit. And
something that's still around next year if they don't go out of business.
Well, I mean, they probably have a better chance of survival. It's actually a Catholic-run, it's in Manhattan. It's a Catholic church-run hotel.
Interesting.
Here's the key. You don't have to pay taxes.
Oh, wow.
In New York City.
Really?
If you've ever slept in a hotel.
Does that include room and board taxes, or is that just
no taxes.
Property taxes? Or
no taxes.
At all?
They don't have property taxes.
We need
on
to
that
start
property.
A church
wow.
hotel.
Yeah, it's amazing. So you can actually get a hotel room. Now, it's rustic, for $180 a night in Manhattan. That's like $100
wow.
less than every other hotel.
Yeah, that's cheap.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. We got more on Sturgis coming up.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. What do you do when 250,000 unmasked bikers come to town? You let them. That's what's happening in South Dakota, with Sturgis getting ready to kick off, apparently today, the massive, massive, maybe the largest biker rally. I don't know if it's on the planet. It probably is the largest one on the planet. If I'm wrong about that, let me know here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you've ever been to Sturgis, you want to weigh in on this. I think it's great news that, and again, it's supposedly getting started today, so this story was written at the Houston Chronicle yesterday, so we don't have a report yet on what is actually transpiring, but I imagine it's a lot of partying, because it's starting to, you know, it's going to start to get dark pretty soon. There's probably a lot of people getting drunk, a lot of beads, a lot of breasts, you know, those sorts of things are likely going to go on, and people are going to have a good time. And you know what, if a few people get sick as a result, they're willing to risk it. They're willing to come and do what they want to do and enjoy their life and take the risks that are associated. As you already pointed out, nobody, you're already taking tremendous risks by getting on a motorcycle. I mean, I there's so many people who've gotten a motorcycle, who've wrecked the motorcycle. Mm-hmm. I can't even count.
But yeah, Ian, I've wrecked three.
But yeah. Ian, it's not about you. It's about other people.
Yes, that's what they keep on saying.
Yeah, well, maybe those other people could be someplace else. Maybe there could be some place in the world where they haven't taken all of the fun out of life.
Yeah.
You know,
apparently Sturgis.
This is why I am in New Hampshire. It's explicitly because of this mentality that safety at any cost, you know, is somehow justifiable if it saves just one child or whatever.
Well, just to give you an idea, too, on the chances that this idiot saved one life,
You're referring to the ordinance in Keene, New Hampshire that passed.
To the ordinance in Keene, mandatory. New Hampshire. Well, if Keene is average, it would
it's not.
When
it's
the not. U.S. was at 100,000 deaths, it would have experienced 7.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the chances that one of those 7 people...
statistically, yeah. I believe there's been 0 in Keene who have died and 1 in Cheshire County.
Yep.
I heard it was 2, but whatever.
2, 1, 2, either way. It's I mean,
how many of these people were like 80, elderly 000, and infirmed, right? How many of the people were dying?
It was elderly. At least the one person I'm aware
obese.
Of that died was elderly.
Okay, a lot of the people who the ones who are having problems are obese people and sick old people. Those are the people who are having the problem with COVID.
And you also mostly. Have to remember that the panic mongers, as usual, are lying.
Yep,
because
they are.
They don't count people who die of COVID. They count people who die with COVID.
Of other
which
things.
Is not the same thing.
That's right.
If you have a cold when you die of cancer, it's not the cold that killed you.
So let me give you a little bit more here from this story from the Houston Chronicle. They've interviewed some hand-wringers in the town of Sturgis who are worried about their grandmother. So-and-so saying that if her grandmother gets it, it's a death sentence. But the spectacle, according to Cron.com in South Dakota's Black Hills, brings in over $1 million in tax revenue to the city and the state. And think about if it's $1 million or $1.3 million in tax revenue, well, what's the total amount of money coming into the businesses? It's got to be, over a dozen, million.
I could actually kind of get behind this lockdown if it actually resulted in states going bankrupt and going away. But unfortunately,
that doesn't
states
work like that.
Don't go bankrupt. Cities go bankrupt. So
yeah, and then they get a bailout. Look
then,
at Detroit.
Right, and they don't go away. So
Detroit's still there. It's in shambles as far as the city is concerned, but as far as its population is concerned.
The only reason it's still there because nobody's come along, swept it up, and thrown it away.
On June 15th, city council members voted 8-1 to forge ahead with the 80-year tradition. Speaking Thursday to CNN, Carstensen, who's the mayor, said the rally has been a difficult decision. He noted the city will be expanding a program to deliver supplies to the homes of those worried about the virus. So, what, you need the city to do that? Aren't there people living in Sturgis who could, do that
job?
There's
private organizations, companies. You can get online and place an order. You can make a phone call and get deliveries. There's both.
And if there isn't, somebody can start one.
There's charities that also do deliveries as well.
Right.
If you're in such a position and you need it, you don't necessarily need government to do these things. This is something, that they've told you, we need government for, but it's a lie.
He noted the city will be expanding that program, saying that there are no quarantine recommendations for bikers from hotspot states, and leaders are, quote, just hoping people make the right choices, unquote. Visitors have already been flocking to the Black Hills amid the pandemic, he said. Backing up local bureaucrats' decisions is the governor, who has been disdainful of coronavirus restrictions throughout the pandemic. The governor, Noem is her last name, said on Fox News Wednesday that her state has successfully held other large gatherings, including the Trump event at Mount Rushmore. She says, we hope people will come. Our economy benefits when people come and visit us.
How many were at the Trump gathering? I can't imagine it was that many.
If it's Trump, it's a lot.
Really?
Oh, dude, wherever Trump shows up, it's thousands.
Well, thousands.
Thousands
is nothing compared to, 100 or 200,000
Yeah, it's not going to be Sturgis size, but it's probably tens of thousands.
Okay.
That wouldn't surprise me. I don't know. You can look it up.
Tens of thousands is getting up there.
Look up Trump rally, Mount Rushmore, and it'll probably give you somebody will have an estimate. But so kudos to this governor. I mean, for actually saying, I don't normally give kudos to governor types very often, but for this governor to actually say, we hope you come.
Yeah.
Our economy benefits when people come to our state and, visit. Wow. Speaking the obvious, but that's refreshing in this day and age where most governors are like, don't come here. We're locking down the borders. We have police that, we're forming checkpoints. We want to know who you are. We want to know where you're going. We want to know if you're self-quarantining.
I was just amazed what New York City did to to people who are traveling to New York City. If you're entering New York City from outside, they're apparently stopping people at the bridges.
That's right. Starting 2 days ago.
Yeah. And I looked at
the already doing it in airports.
Yeah, I looked at the form that you have to fill out.
Oh, really?
They're demanding all sorts of personal information, like your birth date and stuff. Stuff that's entirely unnecessary.
Yeah, you better do it or else you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, unnecessary, you know, to
they want to know where you're
staying, objectives.
They want to know where you're going to be so they can find you.
Yeah, yeah. I can understand to some degree some action potentially, but it shouldn't be, you know, at the point of a gun.
So, going on, average new daily cases reported in South Dakota. Oh, I'm sorry, I missed a bit here. Governor after governor, Democrat and Republican, turned to stay-at-home orders earlier this year. We had one here in New Hampshire. Governor Sununu, who calls himself His Excellency in the orders that are written. His Excellency, our King Tyrant, ordered a stay-at-home order back in, what was it, March? I think it was mid-March when we started doing the nightcap events, which, by the way, continue. I believe we're on week 19 tonight with tonight's nightcap, which kicks off this evening in the Central Square at Keene, New Hampshire. So if you're in New England, come on up if you want to have fun.
Still haven't had a moron show up and ask us to wear a mask.
Not a single one, actually.
We were targeted, though.
We were targeted, but...
Well, we got parking tickets, yeah. And we beat them.
Two of four have been beaten so far by being dismissed. The other two, I believe, are still trying to get theirs dismissed, but they don't, you know, they don't live in town, so it's probably not as easy for them to do it. One of them works in town, but he's always working, so, like, he can't get off of work by the time the city hall closes.
I wonder if we can challenge it by sending a letter in or something of that nature.
It might be worth a shot.
Yeah.
So, according to the story here, governor in South Dakota actually called these other governors a herd mentality and said that such a move was not right for her rural state. She said South Dakota's not New York City. A South Dakota pork processing plant soon became one of the country's biggest coronavirus clusters in the spring. But cases eventually dipped, and the sparsely populated state did not shatter daily records this summer like many southern and western states. Average new daily cases in South Dakota have risen in recent weeks but remain under 100, and the state records an average of 1 to 2 COVID-19 deaths per day. And again, we already know that those numbers are inflated. The concern, what happens when tourists pour in from around the country when the virus is still spreading out of control? Benjamin Aker, the president of the South Dakota State Medical Association, said to CNN that he's worried, but insisted the rally can be held safely if people follow recommendations such as social distancing.
So is this an outdoor rally? It's
everywhere. I mean, it's mostly outdoors, okay. Right? If you ever go to a bike rally, there's one that happens in Laconia here in New Hampshire. I think maybe it was Bob that went with us one year. I don't know if you went.
I haven't been, actually.
Yeah, there was one year where we went from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, because it happened at the same time.
It probably was Bob.
This year, though, I know that they pushed it back to, like, September or August, I think. So okay. I'm not sure when they were planning on having it. But that may be worth checking in to see if they're actually pushing it back or canceling it here in New Hampshire. But it's going forward in South Dakota. And this head of the South Dakota State Medical Association saying that people should follow social distancing rules. I hope they don't. I believe the bikers will do whatever the hell they want to do. And I suspect you're going to see only a spattering of masks, if any. If you're up in Sturgis tonight and you want to give us a call, let us know what it's like in the streets there. Do it. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, how many Americans would be willing to wear goggles in addition to masks? We'll tell you about it.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.